Will the CoWIN app, which is in a sense the basis of the vaccination program in terms of registering citizens, be more user-friendly? Will it be available, for example, across different apps which people can use, the idea being the same, to vaccinate as many people as possible? But as importantly, what about those citizens in our country who cannot actually use the CoWIN app? There is a digital divide. What can be done to ensure that they get vaccinated on time? Joining us now, Arya Sharma, the chairperson of the Empowered Committee of Administration of COVID-19. He also runs the CoWIN app. Thanks, sir, very much for being with us. Now, one important step taken recently by CoWIN is to integrate with other apps. So how does that work? What are the other apps which you can access and then end up getting your shot as well?
Yeah, that's one is that you see CoWIN does four things, generally, you know, broadly speaking. One is it basically enables people to search for vacancies and book the vacancy slots, that is, do the appointments. Second is the vaccination, at the time of vaccination, it basically records the vaccination event and uploads it in real time. The third is for the hospitals to come on board and basically publish their timetables and what kind of vaccine are they putting, both private and public. And the fourth is downloading of the vaccine certificate from the CoWIN dashboard. Now, essentially, we feel that the core part of CoWIN is essentially to record the vaccination event and also download the certificate. The vaccination, you know, the appointment systems, etc., they are a part which can be, you know, made more ubiquitously available.
Okay.
So maybe there are a large number of people who may use different applications to basically book the appointments and, you know, make the registration. So, so that actually is the basic motive to make it open. And that is also a good architecture. It's like this, Vishnu, that, you know, an airline, let's say an airline, Air India. Now, Air India tickets can be booked on Travelocity, on Make My Trip, and other things. Right. Only thing is that when you do the booking, the whole data of the Air India's main server is updated so that there are no, you know, duplicates or something like that. Suppose you booked on my Make My Trip, and then, you know, somebody else also booked the same seats through Air India, then it will be a problematic situation. So basically, every application, while it can present a different, you know, sort of user experience and user interface to the user, ultimately, you know, rides on the same single source of truth. That's the way it is. And we feel that, say, for example, there are many applications which have got, large numbers there. Of course, Arogya Setu is also 190 million people. But there are, let's say, Paytm or other applications which have large reach. And people will be able to, you know, they don't have to even go to other applications. They can straight away book or look for the seats. That's the available part.
So what about the state government? I believe there is some, integration which is happening with state governments as well and the CoWIN app.
Sure. Anybody. It's not, we don't really distinguish between, you know, any entity. So long as the entity is essentially compliant with the terms of service prescribed by in our policy, compliant with the privacy policy as declared in CoWIN. And then, you know, we do the sandboxing and then we do the testing and thereafter we share what is called the security key and they are good to go.
So how challenging has it been for you in the last several weeks, in fact, more than a month, running CoWIN, because vaccine availability has been awful in the last few months? There was a situation where people were doing fastest finger first, desperately trying to get one slot available. Nobody did. It was a nightmare. People have missed deadlines, particularly for Covaxin. How difficult was it for you in the last several weeks?
Yes, it has been a challenge in terms of the load on the CoWIN. So just to give you an idea, you know, we are having, let's say, more than a billion hits on the CoWIN platform every day. At some point in time, we had 55,000 concurrent hits per second on the platform. So it has been pretty, you know, sort of loaded type of platform. But we had actually already planned the backend infrastructure to be scalable to ensure that people are not, you know, people don't have any problems. For example, we send, you know, every login which takes place in Cowin is takes place through mobile and OTP based method. So let's say on 28th of April, when the vaccination slots were opened for registration was opened for 18 to 44, we had 1.37 crore registrations in a matter of 8 hours from 4 p.m. on 28th of April till 12 in the night. So, and obviously it means 1.37 crore OTPs. Now we always, you know, benchmark and we find that, you know, not more than 1% of the OTP should go beyond 15 seconds.
Right.
And you know, once you have a very, very high volume, ultimately OTPs are sent by telecom service provider. They are not sent by Cowin. So we have a dependency on TSPs. So we, you know, had to talk to them saying that please ensure that these kinds of OTPs are sent. And, you know, so 98% of our OTPs are going within 15 seconds.
In other words, whoever types an OTP first gets a slot. I mean, it's a battle to type.
No, it's not true. Look, the way is that, you know, when you have a situation where there are many people waiting for, you know, the slots, initially this was the problem. But thereafter, you know, people also claim that, you know, they can get it through what is called the scripts and all that, which is actually a completely false narrative which people had created. But essentially it's a, you know, as situation has continued to develop, today you find that, you know, you have already had about 5 crore people virtually,
right.
The pie chart which we present on the Cowin platform, 18 to 44 population is also significantly higher.
Yeah.
About 7 crores or something like that. I don't remember the figures exactly. So I think now that the availability has improved significantly, you know, last week we did about 35 lakhs per day on an average.
Yeah.
So I think now the situation has become much more eased out.
You know, before we move on, you made one interesting point that at, you know, in the peak of demand on Cowin, you were getting 55,000 hits every second.
55,000 concurrent hits. When you say concurrent, which means that, you know, all together, and the concurrent means within a second. So this was on 28th of April when, you know, we opened up opened the booking, registration and booking for, not booking, registration for 18 to 44.
So what about the entire process of walk-in? Now, we've discussed this in the past. There's a huge digital divide in this country. People find it difficult to get their shots. Has that process of registering citizens who walk in to get their shot onto Cowin, has that eased up a lot?
Yeah, actually, I don't know. Somehow people seem to think that Cowin requires registration, prior registration and prior booking. This is not the case. And just to quote the statistics, 80% people have got vaccinated in this country through walk-in. That means without registering on Cowin and without taking prior appointments. So, you know, to talk of this situation where only the people who are digitally literate are the ones who are getting vaccinated is not correct. I mean, I would submit that, if 80% of the people who are going without booking, they can get it. There's no, I don't see that kind of exclusion is taking place. And of course, to include further, I'm not saying that, you know, we have found out from the rural and urban centers, 53% of the, people have got from the rural, the centers, they have got vaccinated.
Right.
Again, this whole issue of rural-urban divide is not so accentuated. I'm not saying that it doesn't exist. This is a factor. These are multiple factors. Mm-hmm. For example, how keen or demanding people are. There are many people in rural areas which may still think, bhai, baad mein hum lagwayenge vaccines. So that would be one of the factors. But what I'm saying, digital exclusion is not taking place.
Right.
Lastly, we have opened a call center 1075 in National Health Authority. We are also enabling assisted registration through the common service centers. So every door is open to, you know, register and come and get vaccinated. Sure. Without registration, come and get vaccinated. So no, both things are happening.
So one last question, sir. Data security. How secure is Cowin, your back end? Because there have been reports saying that Cowin is vulnerable. There's a lot of data out there of people who've used it.
Unfortunately, you know, a couple of days back, you must have also heard the social media news going that the data of 150 million, you know, citizens of India, which are on Cowin platform, is for sale. And, you know, that guy was claiming that I have that data and he was selling it for some $800 and stuff like that. So when we heard the news, obviously everybody gets concerned, and I also got concerned, and we kind of inquired about it, and we found that the news was fake.
Right.
And we also got a formal inquiry, you know, inquiry done by our certain computer emergency response team. And we found that it was a fake thing. So that's one part. And obviously such things do occur. Such claims are made, and you know, all kinds of things are happening. That's not really, but I can assure you that the data, we have taken all security arrangements to ensure that the data of people on Cowin is safe. First of all, one of the things which we have done, Vishnu, is to collect minimal data.
Right.
Only data which we collect is the name, the gender, and the age. And of course, mobile number is also there. So these are the only data points. So minimal data, building privacy by design, and, you know, ensuring that the data is absolutely safe. Also, let me give an example. The only point where we allow the download of the data from our system is when you are downloading your own certificate.
Yeah.
And that's actually happening 1:1, which means that you basically plug in and you give your mobile number, get an OTP, and then you get a certificate. Other points where you are registering, you know, where you are getting vaccinated, it's the data being collected from you.
Right.
So no bulk download is allowed. We have put in place all security measures, and I don't want to describe all the security measures for obvious reasons, but sure. I can assure you that the data is pretty safe.
Yes. All right. Well, that's great to know. The data is safe as far as that COVID process is concerned. Mr. Sharma, always great speaking to you. Thank you very much indeed.